Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on that small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover the inequality of wealth, questions 808 to 813, then the trials of wealth and poverty, questions 814 to 816.
Enjoy.
Question 808. Doesn't the inequality of wealth originate in the inequality of faculties, which give to some persons more means of acquiring things than other persons?
Yes and no. What would you say about fraud and robbery?
Subquestion 808. So would inherited wealth be the fruit of evil passions?
What do you know about it? Go back to its origin to find out if it is pure. Do you know whether or not, if at its source it was the fruit of spoliation or injustice? But apart from the issue of its possible evil origin, do you believe that the longing for wealth, even when honestly acquired, and the secret longing conceived to possess it as soon as possible, are laudable sentiments? That is what God judges, and I can assure you that the divine judgment is more severe than that of humans.
Question 809. If a fortune has been wrongly acquired to start with, are the heirs later responsible for this?
Of course, they are not responsible for the wrong that others committed, especially if they are ignorant of it. But you should know that a fortune is often destined for certain individuals in order to provide them the opportunity to repair an injustice. Happy for them if they comprehend this. If they repair the injustice in the name of the one who committed it in the first place, the reparation will be taken into account for everyone concerned, because it is almost always the original wrongdoer who, from the spirit world, inspires them to do it.
Question 810. We may dispose of our assets more equitably or less equitably without breaking the law. Thus, are we responsible for our testamentary dispositions after death?
Every action bears its own fruit. The fruit of good deeds is sweet, whereas the fruit of other deeds is always bitter. Always bear this in mind.
Question 811. Is absolute equality of wealth possible, and has it ever existed?
No, it is not possible. The diversity of faculties and characters opposes it.
Subquestion 811. And nevertheless, there are those who believe it to be the remedy for all social ills. What do you think of that?
Either they are framers of theories, or they are ambitious and envious. They do not understand that equality would be quickly broken by the very force of things. Fight selfishness, for that is your social plague. Do not run after chimeras.
Question 812. If equality of wealth is not possible, does the same apply to well-being?
No, but well-being is relative, and everyone could enjoy it if humans understood each other better. For true well-being consists in employing one's time according to one's liking, and not in working at something one does not enjoy. Since everyone has different aptitudes, no useful work would therefore be left undone. Equilibrium exists in everything. Humans are the ones who upset it.
Subquestion 812. Is it possible for everyone to understand one another?
Humans will understand one another when they practice the law of justice.
Question 813. There are persons who fall into deprivation and poverty through their own fault. May society be held responsible for this?
Yes, we have already told you that society is always the primary cause of such wrongs. Isn't it society's responsibility to attend to the moral education of its members? It is frequently bad education that distorts these persons' judgment, instead of stifling their harmful tendencies.
Refer to question 685. Question 814. Why has God bestowed wealth and power on some and poverty on others?
In order to test everyone differently. Moreover, as you know, such trials are chosen by the spirits themselves, and they often fail at them.
Question 815. Which of the two trials is more dangerous to humans, poverty or wealth?
They are equally so. Poverty provokes complaining against providence, whereas wealth leads to all kinds of excesses.
Question 816. If the wealthy endure more temptations, don't they also have the means at their disposal for doing more good?
That is precisely what they do not always do. They become selfish, proud, and insatiable. Their wants increase with their fortune, and they never think that they have enough.
Author's remarks for question 816. An elevated position in the world and authority over our fellow beings are trials as great and risky as misfortune. For the wealthier and more powerful we are, the more obligations we must fulfill, and the greater are the means at our disposal to do good and evil. God tests the poor through resignation, and the wealthy through the use they make of their wealth and power. Wealth and power awaken all the passions that attach us to matter, and they keep us from spiritual perfection. That is why Jesus said, "Verily, I say to you, that it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven." Refer to question number 266.